I'm beginning to record Tehillim, Perek Tezayin, 16, Michtam leDavid. This is a Michtam for David. Our Chazal tell us that David HaMelech, the King David, was born with a Bris Milah. So the word Michtam is a combination of two words, Moch, which means to cut, and Tam, which is pure. He had a pure cut. The Targum says, Galifa Saritza, which means a straight cut. In other words, he's coming, perhaps one could say this means he's coming right to the point for David. Shamreni Kel, protect me Hashem, ki chasisi vach, because all my reliance is in you. Amart Lashem, David HaMelech is saying to his soul, say to Hashem, my soul, Hashem Ata, you are my God. Tovasi Baal Alecha, all the good that I have is only because of you. So a person has to realize when he makes a bracha, when he says a blessing, he is thanking Hashem for giving him all the good. And all the good that comes is only from Hashem. It's not because somebody worked hard or because he's worthy. All the good only comes from Hashem. L'gadoshim, the holy ones, asher ba'aretz hema. The gadoshim that are in the earth, that are buried in the earth, they are the ones who helped me from the beginning. Chazal tell us that a person can be only considered kadosh when he's dead, when he's buried. Because till then, a person has the ability and he has the choice to change. Any minute, he can become unholy. Conversely, an unholy person, any minute, can become holy. That person has the choice. So it told the Kedoshim, Shebaaretz, Hema, those people, the holy ones, those people instructed me. I learned from my forefathers, Vadirei, and all the powerful people, Kol Cheftzi Vam. All that I wanted is in them. And in the first parak in Tehillim, it says, Ki im besara so. Yeah, only in Hashem's Torah was the Chafetz. Ki im besaras Hashem cheftzo. This is what he wanted. Only the Chafetz of the Torah. And this came from his instruction that he had by his teachers and their teachers before them. Yirbu atzvosam. The Rishaim, the evil people, add on to their sadness. Note that when the Targum explains atzvosam, he says this is tzamanehon, their idols. But etzev means to be sad. Because a person who does idolatry is not happy. He is sad. Acher maharu. After that, they quickly go to spill libations to their God. Or as the Radak explains, Acher are the gods maharu, they give gifts. Baal asich Nishkehem midam. I will not offer any libations of blood. Baal esa eshmosam asfasai. The names of their idols will not go on my lips. In other words, I will not worship the idols. So the question is, Do we have a thought that David HaMelech would worship idols or pour blood to the idols? See, perhaps David HaMelech is indicating that a person never knows at what level he is going to go. Even though he's a tzaddik, there's always that possibility, and a person always has to accept that. Hashem manos chelki. Hashem is my portion. Vachosi, and my cup. Ata, you, tomich gorali. You support my inheritance and my choice that I have. Chavolim, the ropes, or as the Targum is saying, these are also the inheritance, because when a person would get land, they would measure it out with ropes. Chavolim naflu li bani'imim. The inheritance fell to me in sweetness. Ath nachlos shafra aloi. And the inheritance was beautiful to me. Avarech es Hashem asher yotzani. I bless Hashem that gave me ideas. Af leilos yisruni chilyosoi. Even at night, my kidneys taught me how to react, how to act. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi samid. I place Hashem in front of me always. Now, this is not an easy order, to place Hashem in front of oneself always. We see this in many of the synagogues on top of the Aron Kodesh. We find it in the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch, in many works that explain how to be a God-fearing person. But how does one get there? How does one put God in front of him always? We find in the end of the pasuk says, "Ki mi yamini bal emot," because from your right hand I will not sway. Mi yamini, the Medrash Shachatov also explains, is the Torah. Because of the Torah, I will not move. And because I learned the Torah, then I will be able to put Hashem in front of me always. Now, many times, I'm sure it's a common experience, a person comes into shul, the synagogue, and he finds that certain people talk during the davening. They talk at other parts of the davening where they're really not supposed to. So the question is, why does a person do that? So there's always another person in shul is always banging and clapping, stop talking, don't talk. But the problem is that the person who speaks does not realize where he is. He doesn't realize that he's in a shul, in a holy place, in the place of God. Why doesn't he realize? Because he doesn't have the Amini. He doesn't have the Torah. He's not learning Torah. And therefore, talking is only a symptom of a problem, not the problem. The problem is there's no Yamin. There's no Torah. Then he's not going to Baal Emot. So therefore, he cannot have the Shivisi Hashem, the Negdi Summit. It's quite a Madrega. It's quite a level to be able to say that they have Hashem in front of them always. It's more an ideal that we all have to strive for. Lachain, therefore, he continues, Samach Libi, my heart is happy. Because when I have the Torah, I'm happy. Yogel Kvodi, and my honor is delighted. Af Bisari Yishkal Vetach, my flesh will rest in certainty. Obviously, it means in the grave. Kilo Sazov Nafshi Lishol, because you will not let my soul go down into the depths. Lo Tzitein Chasidcha Liros Shachas. You will not let your Chasidim to see the death and destruction. Todieni Arachayim. Teach me the ways of life. So at this point, Hashem said, all right, what do you want to learn? You want to learn the ways of life? Have you Yisurim? Have suffering? He says that the way of life is Tochachas HaMusar. Rabbi Azariah says it meant Torah. You want to know the ways of life? Learn Torah. And yet others say it means to go and eat and drink and be happy with a positive outlook on life. Sova Smachos, a satiation of happiness, of simcha. Now, a person who has life, a person who has a religious life is full of happiness. Es panecha, in front of your face, ni'imos, with sweetness. In other words, a person has happy, he's happy, he's sweet, he enjoys life. Bi'yamincha, with your right hand, again, which could indicate the Torah, Netzach, he will have Netzach, he will have success forever. And the Chazal tell us that this pasuk is read Sheva Samachos, that during the holiday of Sukkot, we have seven mitzvahs which we follow. And one of the mitzvahs is Lulav. And the mitzvah of lulav looks like a sword. And it looks like that we, when we finish our Yom Kippur and we begin the sukkahs and we go out with our swords, with our armament, that we were successful in then. And we will continue to fight the evil inclinations, continue to fight to learn Torah, continue to fight to do the right thing. And we will have a sweet life following the Torah, Netzach forever.